The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The tragedy is heart-wrenching. A Sunday morning in Texas filled with hope and joy becomes the last day 26 people would be on this earth. Another 20 or so were in critical condition, wounded by a gunman who entered the church and began firing while the people were worshiping. The gunman evidently killed himself after wrecking his vehicle while being chased by two men from the scene. Only God knows the pain of families and friends and the little Texas church in Sutherland Springs. All of us hurt for them. We pray for their comfort by the God of all comfort. At a time like this, we ask why. Some ask why because they are heartbroken at their loss. This is a natural response to a tragedy that touches us personally. But the truth is, we may never in this world know the answer to that. But others ask why because they want to avoid having to explore this realm of the shadow of death in which they find themselves so uncomfortable. It's easier to bury ourselves in research about the details of a tragedy than it is to face the haunting question, am I ready to face death? There are answers as to why death is a part of our human experience now, but you won't find them in a laboratory. You'll only find them in the Bible. Yes, the Bible has solid answers to hard questions about death. It tells us why death comes and what happens the moment we experience it. The Bible states, "For by one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death passed on all men because all sinned." God never wanted death to be part of this earthly experience for man. However, He gave man a choice as to whether we would fulfill the purpose for which He created us. If we chose to obey Him, we would live forever on this earth, and God Himself would be the source of our life. If we chose against His plan for us, we would receive misery and frustration, as well as the quick end of this earthly existence. This quick end is what God called death. Death is described in the Bible as the separation of the soul and spirit from the body. The thinking, conscious person comes out of the body at the moment of death. That person, if they've acknowledged God's ownership of their life by accepting Jesus Christ as their master, is carried immediately into heaven where God and other believers await them. If that person has refused to own Christ as Lord of their life, they, at the moment of death, find themselves carried into hell. A fiery place of suffering and judgment prepared originally for Satan and his rebel angels. Only by admitting we've been wrong and receiving Christ as our Master and Savior can we be assured that heaven is our eternal destiny. The first families who came to America believed these truths which are taught in the Bible. They suffered great loss their first winter here as half their number died from exposure and lack of food. But they didn't give in to despair, because their faith was in the faithful God who had created and redeemed them. Their governor and historian, William Bradford, revealed why they survived. He wrote, "But these things did not dismay them, though they did sometimes trouble them, for their desires were set on the ways of God, and they rested in His providence." Shouldn't you turn to the God who loves you and gave His Son to die and rise again so you could know Him? He says, "Come to Me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest." Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.